الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in today's bayan and talk, I would like to dedicate this talk on akhlaq, that is good character, behavior and attributes. The Sufis have given various definitions what constitutes good character and behavior. I do not want to go into that particular technical details with regard to what is good character according to the Sufis, but would like to talk on character the way it is generally understood by people. That is to have good behavior, to meet people with a cheerful disposition, to give each and every person his rightful due, and to speak properly to people. That is what is generally understood to be good character and behavior. And great stress has been laid in our Sharia with regard to this. In the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines the objectives of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Among those objectives, one objective is وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, that O Prophet of Almighty Allah, you have been sent to purify people and to sanctify them from evil habits and attributes. Thus, this is amongst the chief aims of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and formed a fundamental part of his magnificent endeavors. And it could not be otherwise, for the great importance good akhlaq and character and behavior plays in the life of a person. A person who has good akhlaq and character and behavior, not only will his life be peaceful and beautiful, but his mere existence will make the life of people around him also one of joy and comfort. But a person who has bad character and bad behavior and attributes and habits, not only will he lead a miserable existence, but his life and his existence will make people around him also to be miserable. This is a readily effect of akhlaq and good character in this world, but it will yield far more positive results in the year after. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in one hadith, إِنَّ أَثْقَلَ شَيْءٍ يُرْفَعُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ خُلُقٌ حَسَنٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. The most heaviest things to be lifted on the scale of a person's good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, what is it? Good character and behavior. Now to you and I, good akhlaq and good behavior does not sometimes even count to be part of deen. People who sometimes perform salat, but you find that the way they speak to people, the way they behave with people, leaves much to be desired, because they don't regard it as part of deen. Although Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention and has said that equal stress has been laid in our Sharia for good character and behavior, the way it has been laid upon salat and other acts of ibadat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لِيُدْرِكَ بِحُسْنِ خُلْقِهِ دَرَجَةَ قَائِمِ اللَّيْلِ وَصَائِمِ النَّهَارِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. A mu'min gains through the means of good character and behavior the status of a person who spends his days in keeping fast and spends his night in performing salat. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sounded out warnings of punishment for a person who is not good in his behavior and character, which are as severe to a person who defaults in ibadat. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِنَّ أَبَغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي مُسَاوِيكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Can you imagine? To us, we don't think about this. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the most detested person in my sight and the one who will be the most furthest from me in the day of Qiyamah will be that person whose akhlaq and character is rotten and bad. It is an akhlaq that a person who is civilized is distinguished from a person who is uncivilized. Another amazing factor with regard to good character and behavior is that it is only in this sphere of existence that we can emulate the characteristics of Allah as we have been commanded to do so by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Emulate the characteristics of Allah. Bring in yourself the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how will you be able to do so? You can't do that in ibadat because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not perform ibadat. You can't do that in mu'amalat and dealings because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deal with human beings. So how are you going to adopt the character and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only in the sphere of akhlaq and character. Allah is kind, you also be kind. Allah is compassionate, you also be compassionate. That is what Allama Iqbal has also said, guftar mein, kirdar mein, Allah ki burhan, kahari wa ghaffari, wa quddusi wa jabarut, ye char anasir ho to banta hai musalman. I won't give you the translation of the entire poem, but this, guftar mein, kirdar mein, Allah ki burhan, that a mu'min in his action and his speech, he is a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His whole akhlaq, he is a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one aspect, that only in this way we can emulate the characteristics and bring about the character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within us. Then also it is in this particular sphere that it is the most excellent sphere in which you and I can display to other people the beautiful way of Islam. It is only in character. You see, to a Muslim, to a non-Muslim, Islam is not what is written in the Quran or what is written in the books. Islam to a non-Muslim is as good or as bad as how a Muslim behaves to him. He formulates his opinion about Islam by the way the mu'min behaves towards him. There was a time when non-Muslims used to embrace Islam by the character and behavior of the Muslims. But today, unfortunately, we have to say that today they run far away from Islam by the way we behave and how we are, we carry on. You see, this is so important. You see, it is said in one particular saying that a person who is a genius, he is admired. A person who has power, he is feared. And a person who has character, he is trusted. Just as you and I, today we make great efforts to have a sound physical health and a sound physical body. That is why you find today that the gyms are so full. You find that the health products are the greatest selling things in the market today. Why each and everyone desires a sound and healthy body and he wants physical strength. Just as that is our desire and objective, it should be the desire and objective of every person that his akhlaq and his character and behavior should be excellent. We should desire that the way we desire a sound and for the physical body. And there are various ways of doing this. One of the ways of doing it is that we attach ourselves to a qualified sheikh, a spiritual mentor, who will adorn our good character, who will adorn our good behavior, and he will rectify and weed out from us the evil attributes like jealousy, hatred, hasad, etc. That is one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is to study the character and the behavior of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has paid compliment to the character of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَزِيمٍ. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, you are on a very exalted state of conduct. Allah ta'ala makes mention and compliments the character of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example if you want to have an excellent and beautiful conduct and character and behavior. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was the embodiment of the Qur'an. And that is what we should strive to do. Allama Iqbal once again has said, ye raaz kisko nahi ma'loom, ke musalman kari nazar aata hai, haqeeqat mein hai Qur'an. Who does not know the secret that a Muslim and a mu'min, ideally, he appears to be reading the Qur'an, but in reality he is the Qur'an. He is the embodiment of the Holy Qur'an. Ideally, that is how a Muslim is supposed to behave. Among the amazing factors of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character and his behavior was that he gave each and every person due importance. Aristotle, the famous philosopher, had said that the root cause of all enmity in this world is when a person feels slighted and he feels degraded by another person. That is the root cause of all enmity and hatred in this world. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his amazing factors was that he gave each and every person his due importance. And a person, each and every person has importance. In fact, the mu'min and the believer has greater importance than anyone else. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had said, it is more atrocious. It is more bad for the Kaaba to be dismantled brick by brick than a mu'min to feel degraded by another person or for him to be killed by another person. So each and every person has importance. And one of the amazing factors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his behavior was he gave each and every person due importance. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is going for Umrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes and greet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh Umar, ya ukhayya, oh my small brother, la tansana fi du'aik. Don't forget me in your prayers. Hazrat Umar said that there is no other statement that gave me greater pleasure than what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him importance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is once on in the streets and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is on the back of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person passes by and said, oh Hussein, ni'mal markab. You have such a beautiful mount. You have such a beautiful conveyance. You are on the back of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns the matter and said, don't say that. Ni'mal ratib. Don't you see what a beautiful rider I have on my back? Don't you see what a beautiful rider I have on my back? This was the given each and every person importance. So much so that each and every Sahabi say that we felt that we were the closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Az, because of this, one day comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Prophet of Almighty Allah, ana khair am Abu Bakr. Am I better or am I closer to you than or is Abu Bakr closer to you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his akhlaq that each and every person felt that he was closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say the truth because there were other implications. Abu Bakr was supposed to be the first Khalifa. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Abu Bakr is better than you. Then he asked about Umar, then he asked about Uthman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer, Umar and Uthman. But to understand what prompted the question, this prompted the question that each and every Sahabi felt that we were the closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Giving each and every person due. Another amazing aspect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was that his kindness and compassion. One Sahabi said that once I came to perform Salat, the first time I performed Salat in congregation, and while in Salat I sneezed and I said Alhamdulillah loudly in Salat. The Sahaba started looking at me with huge eyes. How can you say Alhamdulillah loudly in Salat? He said, after the Salat, Da'ani, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me. Ma darabani, he did not hit me. Wala kaharani, he did not show anger towards me. Wala shatamani, he did not abuse me. But he spoke to me in such a beautiful manner that you are not supposed to say Alhamdulillah loud when you sneeze in Salat. مَا رَعَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ I never saw a teacher prior to this or even after this more greater and more beautiful than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that once a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that this person is the most evil person in his tribe and community. But yet when he came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him in a dignified and the best possible manner. When he went away, Hazrat Aisha said, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, prior to him coming, you told me that this person is the worst person in his tribe. But yet you gave him due dignity, you spoke to him with respect. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, the worst of all people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those whom people do not want to enter into a conversation with them because of fear that that person will insult them. The worst of all people, you don't want to speak to a person. Many times we say, don't get embroiled with this person. Don't get embroiled. Nicho manas che, he will insult you. The worst of all people in the eyes of Allah are those that you fear to get involved with them because you fear that they will insult you. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, لم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاحشة ولا متفحشة. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was never indecent in his speech. He was never obscene in his language. ولا سخابا في الأسواق. And he never shouted to people in the bazaars and in the shop places. He always spoke to people, giving them due respect and honor and dignity. Can you imagine the beautiful akhlaq of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an says that I stayed 10 years serving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not once when I did something did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever scold me, why did you do that? Or when I didn't do anything, never did he scold me that why didn't you do this? And this wasn't because of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's weakness. Remember this. You know what is meant? A mu'min is brave and courageous who tries to alter the environment and conditions around him. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mercy and kindness was not due to weakness, was because of strength. It is only a person who is powerful and has strength, he can show mercy and kindness. A person who is weak and helpless, he can't show mercy and kindness because he is asking for kindness and mercy. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, another aspect, never degraded people publicly and rebuked them. Once a person came and he wore the color yellow, that particular color which was mustard that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited men from wearing. When he was there, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say anything. After he had got up, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told some of his friends, go and tell him not to wear this color, it is against the Sharia. It is against the Islamic law to wear this particular type of color. Look at the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will conclude with one more aspect. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was among the close companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once he had settled down away from Medina, so people came to him and said, tell us something about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amazing. Then he said this, إِذَا ذَكَرْنَا الدُّنْيَا ذَكَرَهَا مَعَنَا. That when we were in the gathering and we spoke about the dunya, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke likewise with us. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْنَا الْآخِرَةِ. And when we spoke about the akhirah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us about that also. And وَإِذَا ذَكَرْنَا الطَّعَامِ. When we spoke about food, that what is good amongst food and what you are supposed to have, what is wholesome, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us about that also. This is what you and I today are lacking tremendously. Our behavior, our character leaves much to be desired. Now, never mind inviting people. We have become so rowdy. We have become so obscene. We have become so rude that in our streets we sit and fight with one another. No care of how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam behaved and how was his akhlaq. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil.